Well, it is still jarring, and we started our conversation, and we continue it like we did yesterday, that Mayor Duggan pulling out of the Michigan governor's race, the gubernatorial race. Ron Robinson, state representative, Republican from the 58th District, Utica, former news anchor and reporter here at WJR, is on the other end of my line right now. Ron, how are the halls of Lansing responding and reacting to the fact that Mike Duggan has decided not to run?
Well, it shook Lansing, that's to be sure. First off, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Paul W. But yeah, to answer your question, I'm still kind of stunned. I heard that little plug from Marie Osborne talking about the polling, and you know, I think he had a path. I don't know, you know, what the deal was, but you know, I'm out knocking doors in my district, and you know, there's a lot of moderates who looked at Duggan as a definite option. So I think there's a lot of shocked people today, to be sure.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Now to talk a little bit about what you were scheduled to talk about, and I've also mentioned on this that Selfridge, which we thought was a done deal a long time ago with the president, and even our governor got in trouble for shaking his hand or hugging him or whatever by politicians who should not be allowed to continue to supposedly represent us because she was doing what she had to do to help Michigan, which is what we would want a governor to do. But that aside, now there's another story here that says once signed into law, the Michigan legislature's approval of $152 million for a runway project at Selfridge Air National Guard Base is expected to unlock $792 million in federal military construction funding for Macomb County. Now, this reminds me of the email I get every so often that says, I'm so glad I found you. If you send me $10,000, I can send you $50 million from your late uncle who was a prince in Uganda.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, there's a lot of layers to this. And, I think President Trump announced this in his first 100 days. But, you know, it was going well for a while. But Michigan got wind that there was some generals that maybe didn't want this fighter mission to come to Selfridge and thought they were going to wait Trump's presidency out. And so Governor Whitmer and Speaker Hall went to President Trump and said, hey, can we expedite this? And so the deal we came out with is the state was going to be responsible for funding the $152 million to create the runways for these F-15s. And then the state would come behind us and pick up the heavy lifting for, you know, the total other infrastructure to accommodate the actual planes and of course the housing for the people that are going to be stationed here to do these exercises with these amazing state of the art fighting jets.
And it is, frankly, Ron Robinson, as you would say too, it is a major milestone for securing the future of Selfridge finally. And that future had been uncertain for years due to the Air Force's planned retirement of the base's core mission of housing A-10 fighter jets, Warthogs. But I want to go back to something you said, and that is there were a couple of generals who were against giving this to Michigan. I'd like to know who they were.
I'd like to know who they were, too. But when we heard those rumors, I think Governor Whitmer and Speaker Hall took action, and they just wanted to make sure that this was happening because you mentioned about Selfridge being in trouble over the years. I mean, every chance I get, you know, I got to give props to people like Candace Miller and Anthony Forlini and Gary Peters who have been, you know, bulldogs on making sure Selfridge continues to exist with all the thousands of jobs and all the, you know, the impact that it has economically here in Southeast Michigan. So it was a long time coming to get to this point, but this move definitely assures that Selfridge will be severely relevant, not only
Severely relevant.
Yes. Well, if we're getting catchphrases, I'd like to rename Selfridge the Miramar of the Midwest. If you can help me coin that phrase, that would be great.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. And the governor actually said, quote, a huge bipartisan win for Michigan. We don't hear that a lot. Huge bipartisan win for Michigan, but boy, that's the truth, and we could use some more of those.
And, you know, I want to take this opportunity because, you know, there was some political games going on, and I know Senator Hertel got a lot of heat, and I even put out a press release kind of why are they dragging their feet. But after the vote yesterday, I think Kevin Hertel deserves some credit as well, so I want to throw that out to him.
Well, what changed?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I think he had some work to do convincing some of his fellow Senate Democrats that this was a good idea. But we're here, And I'm not going to chew on yesterday's breakfast. I'm just going to look forward to a future with selfies.
Man, you're full of them. You can tell you were in radio. I'm not going to chew on yesterday's breakfast either. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't have breakfast yesterday either. Ron Robinson, thank you. I hope you have a meaningful Memorial Day.
You as well, sir. Thank you for your time.
Ron Robinson, State Representative, Republican 58th District, Utica. Former news anchor and reporter right here at WJR. And yes, my flag is flying, but I don't get any extra points because my flag is flying every day, 24 hours a day. But I hope you'll bring out your flag if you don't fly it regularly and have it out there for this very important holiday. It is 12:43 at WJR.